yo, yo. What is up, dude? And welcome back to another episode of the Yo, Yo, Yo podcast with Martin and Hooter.
What's up, everybody? Hope you're having a fantastic day. How you doing, Hooter?
What is up, dude? It is November, mid-November. We're in the, 80-somethings?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when's it going to end?
November in California.
Southern
California, thank you. Let me tell you something. I've spent Thanksgivings at the beach where, you know, we used to go to Hawaii for Thanksgiving for many, many years with Gabe on tour. And, you know, when we stopped going to Hawaii for that particular weekend, I remember being home and I told Chiki, I'm like, you know what? I don't have to be in Hawaii to go to the beach. Let's go to the freaking beach. And we went to the beach. And I remember just chilling there in the ocean. And I'm like, half the country is freezing their asses off. And I'm fortunate enough to be by the beach. And don't get me wrong, weather is okay. Like, you know, there's people that shit on us. Like, hey, man, we get to experience full seasons. All the seasons. Yeah. That's great. But nobody wants to shovel goddamn snow. I don't care how beautiful it looks on television. When you live in snow and it turns into ice, like, it's very romantic when you don't know nothing about it. When all your only experience with snow is on television, they make that shit look like chestnuts roasting on an open fire, snowman, and, you know, it's beautiful. Fuck that. That thing hurts. And it's slippery, and it gets dirty, and it's just, it's a mess. So we're blessed, Hooter. We're blessed AF to have the sun year-round here in California. You know, so we get some wildfires and some droughts, but goddamn it, it's nice and warm.
Yeah, it balances.
Year-round, it balances out. And we pay $10 a gallon for gas, but goddamn it, we get to go to the beach in November.
Also, dude, breaking goddamn news. I didn't know if you knew this.
This just in.
The Wednesday before goddamn Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Guess who is in concert in Wilmas?
In Wilmas, no less. Jenny 69.
Better. In
Island Boys.
Even better. Think of Spanish 90s. Not Rock en Español.
Banda Machos.
Yes.
Shut the hell up. And guess it only took me 10 guesses.
And guess who's opening for
five
them?
Five clues.
Yeah. And guess who's opening for
Banda
them?
Limon.
Motherfucking Los Cadetes, dude.
Stop. In Wilmington?
In Wilmas.
On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday before Turkey.
I'm down.
And if you don't think tios and tias aren't gonna be fucking,
I'm busting out my 100 X hat with my pleated belt, my pointy ass boots, and a bulletproof vest. Yeah.
With the Guadalupe on it.
With the Guadalupe. Where are they playing?
At the fucking
San Jose.
At the
Civica. There's no Civica.
The Longshoreman Hall.
Is it already sold out? It's got to be sold out.
It's not sold out. What? There's still general admission.
How in the general admission.
And there's still a few seats.
VIPs. You got to get a VIP. You can't just go to the band of machos and be fucking with the gem pop. You can't be out there with the gem pop just fucking.
I'm ready to sling shirts outside, bootlegs.
Oh, shit. Get your yo-yo-yo band of machos.
It's going to say
band of machos. Do you like the band of machos?
Bro.
Yo grité. Ay, la culebra. Un indio quiere llorar, pero si aguanta las ganas. Dude, they had a song about a crying Indian.
And to be fair, they'll be playing it in Native American fucking Heritage Month.
Native American wants to cry, but he holds in his tears. So it's a song about an Indian, and in Mexico, indio is a derogatory term for, you know, the natives, which is crazy time, right?
Mm-hmm.
We should have respect for them. These are the guys that still survived the colonization. They said, suck my dick, Spaniards. We're still fucking Indios here selling shit at the border. Mm-hmm. Now, the fucking, these dudes said, they had a song and it's about an Indio that falls in love. And it says, an Indian wants to cry, but he holds it in. He fell in love in the city. He fell in love with a dame, one of those high society chicks that just has eyes in her heart. What the fuck, bro? Broke his heart, poor little Indio.
And then at the end he says, that little Indian is me.
That shit makes people want to go.
If that don't make you want to move into a teepee with some Indian, I don't know what else will.
Give these Indians the vaccine and some pussy.
The goddamn Banda Machos, bro.
Banda Machos. And
how much for the nachos, bro? Doña Cuca.
How much for the, yeah, how much for that booty, Doña Cuca?
Those are the shirts I'm gonna be slinging outside.
Cuanto por las nachas, Doña Cuca. So toxic.
So toxic. Wilmas, 2021.
Oh my God. Was Banda Machos un Indio Quiere Llorar, or did I make
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no. That's the it same, was them, the right? Same group. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Chona was the Tucanes. That's not them. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different
band. No, they have, but they also had the El Gato y Ratón.
Oh, it just makes you want to jump around, bro.
Oh, if you don't think there's going to be hopping, bro.
There's going to be lots of hopping and stomping. There's going to be an earthquake in Wilmas that day because of all the hopping and stomping. There's going to be oil spilling from everywhere, bro. They're bringing back. Listen, let me tell you
those
something.
Those fucking pumps aren't going to have to work that day, dude, because there's going to be hopping and stomping.
In the 90s, I think that the band, so there was this big movement, and there was this dance called La Quebradita. And, you know, there's always like, in the 80s, it was the Lambada. The Lambada took over, right? Mm-hmm. And then the Macarena came in and fucking just fucked up everything. The Macarena was our version of line dancing. It was the achy, breaky heart, and I'm Macarena. Mm-hmm. So, but in the 90s, they took banda music and almost it was like a fusion of banda with dance music, and it went to another level, and it just created this phenomenon called La Quebradita.
Fucking phenomenon.
It was a phenomenon. It was a phenomenon, Hooter. And the band responsible for ushering in this movement, just like Nirvana brought in alternative music, mm-hmm. they weren't the only one. Their face is the ones that are associated with that. In this movement of Quebradita music, La Banda Machos was the band that just... And then after that, the floodgates were open, Hooter. And every motherfucker out there had a banda, just Banda Limon, Banda blah, blah, blah. So many bandas. La Banda Yo, Yo, Yo we would have had if we would have been around back then, Hooter.
Dude.
Yo, 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 Quiero Banda, you know? And it was just incredible.
Dude.
Incredible.
Banda Machos is going to be so horny on Wednesday.
Oh,
is it so Thanksgiving?
So, listen, I'm signing up. Let's go. Let's go.
For us, you're down?
I'm down. Let's get bottle service. Let's pay $500 for goddamn Absolut vodka.
Bro, I am so fucking ready.
Oh, shit.
Are you kidding me? With Los Cadetes fucking opening for them, bro? It's going to be fucking...
It's over.
I won't even make it to Banda Macho.
You know?
I'm going to be so lit.
So, this is the Mexican event of the fucking millennium.
And if fucking Beto Duran isn't goddamn hosting this event, I mean, he was made. And guess where you buy tickets?
Oh, don't tell me.
You know it.
In
Wilmas.
In Wilmas.
Off PCH. The three?
No, I was going to say that.
Dude.
Los Tres Cochinitos is selling the tickets. Shout out to Los Tres Cochinitos in Wilmington. 24/7 is the restaurant. I don't know after the pandemic if they're still 24/7. I think they're still 24/7, but they've got an exquisite menu.
Those three pigs never sleep, dude.
They never sleep. They never rest. Okay. Anybody in Wilmington that knows what's going on over there, hit us up. We need information. We need 411. Hit up Hooter or hit up Martine. We're doing this shit. We're going to go. I got to go hop around. I got to take Cheeky and show her how to hop around to Mexican
hopping things. And stomping.
Hopping and stomping.
Wednesday.
It's going to be a hump and stomping Wednesday. That's a hump day, too.
Oh, my. And if you don't think the Diaz are going to get humped, dude, everyone's getting humped.
Yeah. Banda machos. Macho has such a bad connotation now. He's a machista. He's a macho.
Yeah.
He's not sensitive. No, he's not. But he wears a belt and he stomps and he's got boots. I don't have any boots. I'm gonna be stomping with Crocs.
You're going to be the most comfortable stomper there, dude.
My feet are not going to hurt. I'm going to be a comfortable stomper. Speaking of Mexicans, you know those people. The homie Gabriel from Imagine That Workshop sent me a picture, a video on my DMs. He slid into my DMs. He was at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And guess where he was at? Specifically in Disneyland, where he sends me a video.
With the pericos.
And not the fucking possibly fentanyl-laced perico.
I was just about to say.
Perico's another word for cocaine, for those of you who don't understand. He's in the fucking Enchanted Tiki Room in Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing just says, the video caption just says, "They are still here." And when I hit play, "Hello, mis amigos. It's time to wake up from the siesta." And I'm like, God damn it. It's been day 599. We're still more than that. We've been screaming about these racist, goddamn toxic birds at Disneyland. Space Mountain has been... No, not Space Mountain. The other mountain.
Thunder Mountain. One of the mountains.
Yeah, one of those goddamn mountains. The log ride has been revamped. The Song of the South, gone. Everybody is trying to be politically correct that the pirates, no more fucking pirates chasing chicks
to rape
them.
No more pirates being pirates.
No more pirates being pirates. No more fat chicks chasing a pirate for a chicken, for a piece of chicken. No, none of that exists. But the goddamn racist birds at Disneyland. And listen, this is not the first time I get on this fucking tangent, but he sent it to me. He brought it to my attention. These racist fucking birds. "Hello, mis amigos." And look, I've said it before. You want those racist birds to sound like that? Get a Mexican. Hit them up. Mm-hmm. They're willing to do it. They'll do the voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Disney.
Get it together.
Do the right thing, Disney.
Do the right thing, guys.
Come on.
You kidding me? Speaking of Imagine That
Workshop.
Can you imagine
That Workshop?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? "Hey, what up, players? Welcome to the Enchanted Tiki Room, y'all." Mm-mm. "Yeah, man. I'm just... Ooh, welcomes to the Enchanted Tiki Rooms, y'all. You's gonna have a good time. Yeah, just don't wake up, master."
Oh.
I know. Horrible shit. But hello, wake up from the siesta. The fuck out of here.
Man.
I'll still go. I like Disneyland in the winter.
And the dull little ice cream right there.
It's good shit.
You cool off.
No, there's good things. It's a good bath.
In SoCal, you need to cool off.
You need to even cool off
in
from
the winter,
all
bro. Yeah, it's fucking eight. Like I said, it's 88 degrees out here in November. Speaking of Imagine That Workshop, he said he'll make us fucking belt buckles for the Banda Machos. And if you don't think.
Let's go, homie.
Dog.
Who's down to go? We're going to roll deep to
it's
this.
It's
going to
be a
machos.
Fucking Banda Macho
Ganza. A machganza.
Dude, nobody's safe at this fucking concert.
Oh, no, dude. No.
Chicks and even dudes, because Wilmas just isn't safe. But oh, dude, it's going to be fucking awesome.
I got to say.
Bottle service. Imagine bottle service at the Banda Machos.
Dude.
What is it? A bottle of Presidente?
It's a It's a bottle of Thunderbird. It's It's a bottle of King Cobra.
It's a bottle of Rompope.
It's in Wilmas. It's a bottle of horchata. So, shout out to the homie Beto Duran. He was on CBS yesterday, and I said, and Meeks was saying, she was so excited, Hooter. Mm-hmm. Look, Beto's on TV, Pop. Beto, your friend Beto's on TV. Look. And fucking here comes Hater Hooter. Mm. What's he saying? Is he talking nonsense? Is he talking nonsense? Instead of saying, yeah, that's Beto. High five, Meeks. Nope. Is he talking nonsense? People always take pictures of his expressions and mm-hmm. tag him. Mm-hmm. Chiki captured him with his eyes closed going memes, bro. And I freaking put in the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Mm-hmm. Beto wept, Beto slept. And I tagged him on it. He's a good sport about that shit. He knows. Yeah, he's cool. He knows. But you know, I was like, shout out to the homie Beto. You know what? I think it's awesome that we have a brown face on CBS network television, mm-hmm. Talking about sports and doing it well. You know, you can hate on him all you want, Hooter, but I just want to give the guy props. So Beto Vision representing.
My one comment had nothing to do with the story, but still felt the need to throw it in there and say that I said, is he talking nonsense?
Yeah.
By the way, he was on mute, so it's not even like I could hear him. But still asked if he was talking nonsense.
No,
shout out to Beto.
He always has insightful insight. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Insightful insight. You see what I did there?
Speaking of that, he sent me a LA Times article.
Yeah.
And Sesame Street is coming out with a Korean Muppet.
Well, you know, after Squid Games, these Koreans are going to take over.
Dude, and... do they have a Native American one?
Elmo?
Why Elmo?
Because he's red? I'm just like Peter Pan.
Ouch, dude.
What made the red man red? That's not me. That's Disney being more racist, right? What made the red man red? Fucking Disney. Shitting on the natives, shitting on the Mexicans, toxic pirates, fucking Song of the South.
Dude.
Okay, that was wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a native puppet.
That's all that needed to be answered when I asked, do they have a native? Anyways, they're coming out with G Young.
Okay.
And she's making her debut.
Oh, it's a she.
You know, I jumped the gun, and I don't know what her pronouns are.
Oh, there you go, you toxic son of a bitch.
But I definitely
you don't know what their pronouns are.
Whoa. What did I say, her?
Yeah.
Fucking again.
And you're...
the audacity.
You know?
Now, I don't know the pronouns that G Young would like to use, but...
just the Korean. Is sufficient. Korean Muppet.
And that's the thing. I guess the person that made the puppet, mm-hmm. or the Muppet, mm-hmm. didn't want it to just be an Asian Muppet. She Korean. Wanted it to specifically be Korean.
And that's fair.
And Ernie is going to make the debut with her. And it comes out goddamn Thanksgiving Day.
Fuck the natives again.
Fuck the natives double time. Not only do you not get a Muppet, but on your day that you got fucking pillaged, but then after had a nice Thanksgiving dinner with John Smith.
We're going to pillage you, but then we're going to feed you.
Hope you guys like turkey.
I'm fucking you, then taking you to dinner, mijo.
I'm going to stuff Pocahontas and this turkey today. Now, that's when she's making her debut. G Young.
Well, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that. Oh. I've always said, why do we not have Korean puppets?
And
she's going to have a ramen shop, I heard.
Not Korean.
What?
Ramen.
Are you crazy?
Koreans?
Koreans are the The
Korean barbecue.
Oh, and you can't get a little soup with that? Can't get a little fucking ramen IP? What the hell do you think Maruchan is?
No.
You think it's Mexican?
No, it's Japanese.
Aha.
Oh, you see?
What?
I can't even fucking...
Okay. Okay.
What's the vinegar cabbage?
Kimchi.
Kimchi. That's Korean.
Aha. Uh-huh. What? I can't say aha? Uh-huh. What? I can't do one syllable phrases no more, motherfucker? Because they're automatically the Koreans on the syllable?
No. It's just the way, the fucking accent you put on it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is Yoshiro Korean? No, he's Japanese.
Yeah. They should have made a Yoshiro Muppet. And then he could have told all those other Muppets to shut the fuck up.
Hey, Lupita, or what was it, Rosita? We have a Mexican Muppet just vaccinating fools. Rosita
just vaxxed up.
Well, congratulations to the Koreans.
Ji-young. And the
Korean Muppet.
Korean people.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I'm happy for them. I mean, we have Rosita. That's good.
Fuck Rosita.
Rosita and Juanito.
And we do have Plaza Sesamo, where there's a bunch of fools.
Oh yeah, Plaza Sesamo is a whole thing. And so is this Korean Muppet. Is North Korean or South Korean?
Oh, I'm pretty sure she's the nice Korean.
They're all nice. Just some of them are oppressed in North Korea.
Yeah, I don't think North Koreans could have a Muppet. They're not allowed to be Muppets
unless they defect. It could be an escaped Muppet from North Korea. They're just fighting for their life and they end up...
Where's the refugee Muppets is what we need.
Border crisis Muppets?
Caravan Muppets.
Caravan Muppets. Guadi Muppets.
Guadi Muppets. The fucking Haitian Muppets.
Oh, bro, could you imagine refugee Muppets coming to you this fall? On Tubi. Streaming on Tubi, Refugee Muppets.
That's what I'd let my kids watch.
They're fighting for a fucking French fry.
I'd let my kids watch Refugee fucking Muppets before I would let them watch fucking Get Vaccinated with Rosita for fucking... Come on, man.
Refugee Muppets, let's write it.
Big Bird's losing fucking feathers, dude, ever since he got vaccinated. And he... A fucking Big Bird can't move its wing, dude. It's just fucking stuck.
My ala hurts. Pero estoy safe. I thought Soy La 69 was coming to Wilmas. That would have just been the best. She's going to make a special appearance there.
Yeah, she should.
Speaking of vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. What's that? I think Austria. There's a brothel in Austria. Mm-hmm. An Austrian brothel. Mm-hmm. It would make it.
Mm-hmm.
A brothel is a place where you go and you fuck. Okay?
Pay.
You pay to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
They want to vaccinate people.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, you know, because here in America, if you get vaccinated, a lot of places give you a donut, a little Krispy Kreme, show you a little proof of vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, here you go. They give you a cupcake.
Mm-hmm. A beer, even.
A beer, Budweiser, you know? $100, I think, gift certificates. Target gift certificates. Okay. People still said, suck my dick, I'm not getting the jab.
Suck my unvaccinated dick.
Austria said, fuck the cupcakes, fuck the cheeseburgers, and fuck the beer. You come get the vaccine at our brothel, and we're gonna give you boosie. 30 minutes. They didn't say pussy, but they might as well have said pussy.
And then they tapped some hot chick right here on the side 3 times. Look, right here. You could get the jab. You could tap this.
Here's the thing, guys. You come here. You're going to get free entry to the brothel. 30 minutes with a brothelie of your choice. Just get the vaccine. By the way, you teenage boys, If you're 14 and you come with an adult, you could have a homie that's 18. Doesn't say parent, just said with an adult who wants to sign for you. Jakey Jake would have taken me.
Dude,
Jakey Jake would have taken me.
Any horny 18-year-old
yeah,
would take you.
Bro, let's go. You know, listen.
Don't even have to be horny, really.
Homie, most teenagers are horny. Let's just face it. And most teenagers can't get laid. They can't get laid. They're not going to get laid. And most teenagers aren't going to be allowed in the brothel. But if you come get the jab, you're going to have some pussy. Homie, you know how many of these guys are going to get the vaccine, the second dose, and the booster in the same week? Maybe the same fucking day.
Maybe the same day. All three.
Yeah. It's going to be like Halloween, bro, where you put on a different costume at the house that gives good candy. Hey, man, you were just here. No, I wasn't. Oh. No. Do this arm.
Just taking everybody's IDs, dude.
Bro. How? Okay. And look, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not. But when you're resorting to bribing teenage boys with pussy.
That's bananas, dude.
To get this vaccine. I got questions, man.
Something's up.
Now, I mean, I know that the Austrian government cares about its citizens.
Cares about its 14-year-olds. That's wild, man. Come on.
Yeah. People are booking flights to Austria to go on vacation, by the way. The Lufthansa is just packed right now.
Dude, I mean, 30 minutes.
30 minutes. If you're 15, 14, 30 minutes, motherfucker.
Might as well be a week. Dude, might as well.
Oh. Hello, mis amigas in the Austrian brothel.
Bro, 30 minutes with a pro? Forget it, dude. You don't need a 30.
Those little Austrian fucks with the wooden shoes ain't got a chance.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, so anyway, that's what's going on around this planet, Hooter. What are you going to do?
Hey, 14-year-olds are going to be boostered up.
Boostered, dude. Like a mother. The most vaccinated city. The males in Austria are the most vaccinated population in the planet, and I think that the pilot program of giving away pussy to get the jab is working. We're going to institute it across the country in the United States. Jabs for pussy, or pussy for jabs, whatever the hell you want to call it. Sponsored by the brothels. Hallelujah. If that's not a Satarakata Shanda moment, I don't know what is.
I'm at a loss for words, dude.
Are ya?
That's so bananas.
It's crazy time, bro.
I couldn't imagine.
It's crazy time. I can't.
Well, now that I'm 30, you know, like, it's cool. Like, oh, fuck. Like, who would do it, you know? But 14-year-old me?
You would have signed up.
Dude.
Bro.
That same day, I'd have been like, what's up? Is this ready to go yet? Is this ride ready?
Homie, look. When you're a teenager, when you're in high school, your dick is so hard, you'll stick it anywhere. Mm-hmm. There's a movie called American Pie. The dude fucked the pie. You know what I mean? Dudes just want to fuck.
Just want to stick it somewhere, dude.
Warm. That pie came out of the oven. Let me fuck that pie. That pie felt good. Pie fucker.
And now all brothels are just open for biz?
I don't know. There's one particular brothel.
Oh, so it's not like a...
I don't know. Well, it's a pilot program. And if it works, I think it's going to be countrywide. I don't know what's going on.
It seems like we're living in a, like, sketch, dude.
We are.
You know? Like, that's, like... Fucking rewind 3 years ago, right? And somebody said, hey, they're going to try to bribe you with sex or with pussy if you get a certain vax. Everybody would be like, get the fuck out of here,
with
dude.
The lady of your choice, it says the article. with the lady of your choice. It's not like they're going to say, hey, you fucked this one. It's not like you're getting the B team. It's not like you're getting the B squad. You get to pick. I want that one. Well, she's busy right now. I'll wait. I'll wait till she's done. The hot one has a line. And then the real horny guy shows up. I'll take whatever. I'll take them all down, Holmes.
Dude, that hot one's booked till your fucking boosters do, bro.
Oh, there's a waiting list. There's a waiting list for Natasha.
Dude, that's so brutal, man.
Dude, it's hey, you know what?
Imagine the chick, like, whoa, wait a minute.
Wait, I'm still getting paid here, right? Yeah. Who's picking up the tab for this fucking 14-year-old?
Exactly.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute, what do you mean it's free? You're giving away my pussy? I didn't sign up for this. But we're doing it for, you know, to make everybody safe, to get vaccinated, Natasha. Me don't care about the vaccine stuff. Are you crazy? Niet! Well, they're not Russian, they're Austrian.
Well, that was like five different accents, bro.
I know. I'm not a good accenter.
But those honeys and brothels usually have about five different accents, bro. They're good at accents. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got acting chops.
Yeah, for sure. Brothel Muppets.
Brothel Muppets going on strike.
Oh my god, dude. I'd be like, I hope somebody's paying these chicks. I hope they're not having to volunteer for the good of the fucking cause. Right?
I know.
Donate your pussy. We're trying to save the planet. We're trying to get these monkeys vaxxed.
Suck it.
I don't know, homie.
That's fucking crazy talk, man.
Yeah. Listen, speaking of making the world a better place, big shout out to the homies at sweetandchillcbd.com. Sweet and Chill CBD gummies are the best gummies I've ever had, Hooter, when it comes to CBDs, and I've had a lot of CBD gummies. These things are phenomenal. I sleep like a champ. Look at how rested I am today. I came in screaming about parrots.
You look extremely rested.
And I just got back from the road, dude. Mm-hmm. I've been fucking grinding out there, mm-hmm. and yet I'm able to sleep restfully thanks to Sweet and Chill CBD mm-hmm. gummies. Mm-hmm. Sweetandchillcbd.com. Check out their website. Check out the gummies. Super affordable. Plus, you use promo code YOYOYO, you're going to get 10% off. And as always, free shipping. So give them a visit. Give it a try. Sleep like a champ. Thank you, Sweet and Chill CBD. I feel better than if I would have went to a fucking Austrian brothel.
Vaxxed up.
Vaxxed and waxed.
Vaxxed and waxed.
What's going on with you, Hooter? I got a couple of shout outs I want to do, but I want to go ahead and let you say something. I feel like I've just been over here monopolizing you, or since you brought up the Banda Machos and got me all excited.
No, dude, because it's happening, dude. It's We're going to do it.
It's a thing.
Yeah, fuck yeah, we are, dude. Banda Machos, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. And maybe even crying, dude, with other Indians out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, your boy, it finally happened. I lost my cool at a 7-year-old soccer game. It finally happened. It took a while. Mm-hmm. My kids have been playing at the park for how long now? 4 or 5 years, maybe? Mm-hmm. That's a strong mm-hmm. run mm-hmm. without snapping. But I lost my cool.
Uh-huh. Hooter Barsena?
Hooter Beto Barsena. Uh-huh. And I lost my cool, dude.
Yeah.
And, okay, here's what happened. Meeks was playing, mm-hmm. and it was a good game. They're going back and forth. Solid, even matched game. But she kept getting tugged and pulled and pushed. And those two little girls on the other team, and they kept tugging, pulling, pushing. And even every once in a while, they'd drop her ass. She'd get up, keep it moving, keep it pushing. Super proud of her for that. But then, towards the end of the game, she finally had enough. And she grabbed the little girl and tried to toss her down. And then the ref got involved, blew his whistle way too many times. And everybody's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then I start clapping.
The slow clap that nobody joined in on.
Nobody was on board with me. And then I said, let's go, Meeks. Like if she was playing linebacker and stuffed the middle and tackled the running back for a loss of yards.
Put a helmet, put a hat on her.
And then another, so then a coach from the other team gets wild and says, stop that. How are you going to be clapping for that? Fucking lose my cool. But then I say, what do you want? Her to just get pushed all goddamn game? Is that what you want? And then he says, and we're screaming back and forth from across the goddamn field. And then he says, it's her. She's the one that's been pushing. Bitch, right? After that exchange, the whole fucking park is just quiet. And it's quiet because on the other team, there's a bunch of kids that I've coached and their parents are also on the sideline and they haven't seen me snap like that. And so they're like, hey, man, we thought this guy was a family guy.
Isn't he running for city council?
This guy's supposed to be councilman pretty soon.
He's supposed to be a councilman.
He's supposed to always have a cool head.
You're going to be on the campaign trail and the video of you screaming is going to come out.
Does the city of Carson really need this guy?
Look at him. He also hangs out at Wilma's and fucking stomps around to the band of Macho. Macho is toxic.
The dad with three kids who loses his cool at soccer games. Now, it's fucking completely quiet, right? And then at the end of the game, that dude doesn't shake Priscilla's hand, dude. And right after that exchange, Meek scores a goal. Now, I could tell the guy was fucking fuming. I could tell that he wanted to play goalie and fucking launch that ball that she kicked into outer space. But obviously he couldn't. So you could tell he was burning, super pissed, didn't shake Priscilla's hand, and was just, you could tell, bitching about it at the end of the game. Fucking lost my cool. But even if we rewind, I'd still play it out the same way. Because guess what, dude? I'm a parent first. I'm a parent before a coach. And I wasn't clapping at the fact that there was violence going on the fucking field. I was clapping because Miki defended herself from the fucking pushing, the pulling, and the grabbing, and the slamming.
And the other side of it is that there is video footage of the shit going down.
So, all game. You know how it is out there now. Cameras stay everywhere. Out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's footage of this whole team just fucking beating up on Miki, beating up on Miki, beating up on Miki. Finally, she had enough. Everybody gets to the point where enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Even domestic violence fucking
survivors.
They get beat down.
They grab a pan and smack a motherfucker in the head and then go to prison for murder.
What's the honey who fucking chopped the guy's dick off?
Lorena Bobbitt. She had enough. Mm-hmm.
Everybody has had enough.
And then they just chop off dicks.
And then dicks get chopped. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, good thing there was no dicks involved, but Meeks had enough, dude. And she fucking... What do you want? You want a kid to just get fucking beat down the whole goddamn game? She weighs fucking 45 pounds. You know what I mean? Stop it, dude. Well, she was pushing first. It's her. And then to be that grown man bitching like that about a fucking 7-year-old.
Let the kids play.
Let them fucking put. If they want to push, fucking push around.
Yeah, let them. I mean, if they want to push, be ready to get pushed. That's it. Let the kids play. Don't. It's not one sided. Let. If you're gonna let them play, let them play.
And don't bitch about me clapping.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Suck it up,
you fucking.
I mean, look, and that's the thing. If somebody's pushing, if you don't see the other pushing, mm-hmm. just to play devil's advocate here, if you're too busy, you know, doing a lot of things, mm-hmm. you're not focusing on Meeks. You're mm-hmm. focusing on Meeks because it's your kid.
Mm-hmm.
But if that person's focusing on his kids, and I'm sure he has a kid playing, mm-hmm. that kid might be way on the other side of the field. Maybe he doesn't see any of the Meeks getting pushed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only thing this person sees is Meeks trying to launch this kid. he's going to be like, what the fuck? And then you cheering it on looks like you're a crazy parent. And so, again, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, because had he seen her getting pushed all game and then sees her do that, like if you're coaching, right, mm-hmm. and you see that your team is pushing the other team and pushing the other team, first of all, I would hope you would say, hey, man, stop pushing these fucks, right? Go out there and play the game. Mm-hmm. But if you don't see any of it happen, and all of a sudden you see the other team trying to launch one of your kids, and then they're clapping, you're going to be like, hey, come on, man. Mm-hmm. And that's fair. And mm-hmm. I think that that in the moment, it's okay, you were blinded by your passion and mm-hmm. your parental instincts. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I think that you need to take a step back and give him the benefit of the doubt. Because again, if he would have seen all that pushing, and I don't know that he would have been so quick to say, what the fuck.
But what a hoe for saying, fucking, it's her
again. Again, look, again, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say he didn't see the other pushing, you know? I that's just me.
Also, that foot follows us and watches the podcast and listens.
There you go. Big shout out to that parent from the other team. The views of Huda Moreno do not reflect the views of the Yo-Yo-Yo podcast or the birds from Disneyland. Hello, my coach, Migo.
Dude, that shit gets me
fired. He's
going to
be a banda macha was knocking you out.
With a bottle of Presidente, just fucking snap.
Talk shit now, bitch.
Who's pushing now, bitch? I know. That's why sometimes I get wild. I get scared. Fucking talking about shit on here.
So here's the I just got back, Hooter. Mm-hmm. We were out so after the pandemic ended, I've been back on the road now with Fluff since summer with Gabriel. Mm-hmm. Every week it just gets crazier and crazier out there as far as like the energy and the shows. Mm-hmm. This weekend was probably some of the most incredible audiences. We were at the Footprint Center, which is where the Phoenix Suns play, mm-hmm. on Thursday. I think there was between maybe 10,000-11,000 people in there, in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And dude, just ridiculous. So much fucking love. Mm-hmm. So big shout out to Phoenix. And listen, everywhere we've been, you know, Mobile, Alabama, North Carolina, all over the South. It just
never everywhere. Shouted them out though.
Did I? I did. Never. I thought I did. No? Okay. Well, just I'm shouting them out now. That's fine. So listen, here's the other side of it. I feel like I can't come in here and talk about, well, you know, we were on a private jet to North Carolina and blah, blah, blah. You know, a lot of times it feels like you're flossing. And so I just, you know, I don't talk about it all the time. This time I decide to give a shout out and I get shit on by my own son.
No,
it's okay.
No. It's just, okay. Hey, Phoenix, so anyway, Phoenix finally got you to fucking give a shout out.
Here's the thing. I just wanted to say, what a great fucking weekend. Phoenix on a Thursday night, to have that many heads come out, that's another level that this man is killing it at. Mm-hmm. Just want to say congratulations to Gabriel, because that is, most people can't get people to come out on a Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. On a Thursday, to have that many heads just ecstatic and going crazy is surreal, you know? From there, we traveled to El Paso, Texas. Mm-hmm. Mike D and Patty Diaz from Power 102 were there. They started off the show. Just the El Paso crowd, incredible energy as well. When we did Bart Reed's comic strip, mm-hmm. 2 years ago, I think it was, mm-hmm. Gabe, yo, remember him?
Yes.
Yeah. So
he brought me the drywall.
Correct. He was there, so just want to give a shout out to him. He sent me a DM and he said yo forever, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. So thank you to Gabe and not just Gabe, everybody else that was there. And then we went to Tucson on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I said Tucson, but it's Tucson is how you pronounce it. It's not Tucson. The C is not silent. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a Latino place. It's Arizona. It's the Southwest. It's Tucson. But everybody calls it Tucson. So that's why I said Tucson right now. But, you know, when I was on stage, I said Tucson, Arizona. How are you guys doing? How my Yaqui tribe doing, you know?
Oh, hey, shout out.
A lot of Yaquis out there, homie. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so there was a when we were living at the house on Gulf Avenue, we lived on the 800 block of Gulf Avenue between I Street and Anaheim. Mm-hmm. And we had a neighbor that lived a few apartments down, so from where we were. And they probably moved to Arizona. I remember them packing up their blue van and taking off. I hadn't seen this woman now since the, I want to say that had to have been the late 70s, which is fucking nuts. And I don't remember exactly what year it was, but it was in the 70s sometime. And, you know, we found each other on Instagram mm-hmm. a while back. Mm-hmm. And she showed up with her boyfriend, it was just like, holy shit. She goes, I have pictures of your mom with my mom, blah, 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 yada, yada. We're talking, 40 years ago?
Yeah.
And I have a picture on one of her birthday parties where she's blowing out the candles and I'm standing next to her in her apartment and I'm a little ass kid, which is bananas, right? So that just was. And
she moved to the Dirty T?
She moved to the Dirty T when she was about maybe 6-7 years old, maybe.
Damn.
You know, and been there ever since. I'm sure that they've come to California. She's still a Dodger fan. Had the balls to say what happened to the Dodgers. I go, stop. Stop. I still got to see the Raiders lose tomorrow. But anyway, shout out to the homie Claudia and her whole family out there. A lot of people have moved from California to Arizona and to Texas.
Yeah.
So there you go. But so just a crazy week, dude. A crazy weekend. And just, I don't know if anybody from those shows is listening, but if you are, hey, man, this is what we do. We shit on Disneyland birds and we fucking talk about Muppets. And it's always a crazy ride here at the Yo 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 podcast. Our intention is never to offend, I don't think, Hooter. It's just to shed light on whatever the fuck is on our heads, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So welcome to any new listeners. And we hope you stick around, fuckers. That's enough of that. That's the shout out I wanted to give to those cities. Boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
God is good, Hooter.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Satarakatashanda. Thoughts and blessings to everybody. Thoughts and blessings. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and blessings.
Oh my God, dude.
What's that?
So this next story is going to be fucking insane, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I hope people don't judge me too much because I am Father of the Year regardless of the story.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And not everybody's fucking parenting styles are going to be the same. So don't judge mine and I won't judge yours. I mean, unless you're doing some illegal shit.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. Before I say that, I have one more thing about El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you guys go to the fish bar?
No.
Weak.
Are you out of your mind? Hey, Gabe, let's go drink fish. So I got, you know, I've been doing this whole thing that I'm a model. Mm-hmm. I've told you that, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to harp on that too much. But my modeling career is taking off. I don't know if you look at my comments lately, but it says sexy model left and right everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I've been followed by models. Plus size models, just model influencers. And at some point, I'm going to have to collaborate with some of these models, Hooter. I mean, you know, it's model life, homie.
It's the industry.
Model. It's what happens, mm-hmm. you know, when you do this long enough.
Other models can vouch.
So there was a model from El Paso. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I start looking through some of the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And goddamn it. It's obviously during the pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. And you could see the streets are completely empty. And this person's out there doing a photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And they take a picture in front of one of the theaters in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture, you could have picked anywhere to take a picture, but decided to be out there and take a picture where it says, stay home, stay El Paso strong.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, And I'm like, bitch, it's a stay home. You're not being El Paso strong. You're out there. You're out there. Now, maybe she was out there trying to say, hey, man, let's listen to this. But you can't say, you guys stay home, but I'm going to come out here and take a picture in front of this goddamn sign.
Models live by a different set of rules, Dad.
We do. You know, and you're absolutely right.
We do, okay, that's, says the model.
Amen.
Man.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No. No, 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 don't be. Model stories. So like I said, I'm father of the year, but like I said, my shit's different, dude. Okay.
Yep.
I go by the beat of a fucking completely different drum.
Yep.
The native drum. Okay.
Hiya, ha, ha, hiya. What made the red man red? Hiya, what the? Hiya, what the? Ha, ha, ooh, ha.
Bells and feathers hopping around.
Amen.
Now, I let Mateito cuss, right? And
no.
He knows who to do it with, who not to do it with.
Oh, he does.
Where to say it, where not to say it, mm-hmm. who to tell, who not to tell, right? And I read this hippie article that said, you got to let your kids curse, yada, yada, you know. And I tried it with
this
Meeks.
Hippie article.
Yeah. So, you know, this one hippie came out with a fucking article that said, yeah, let your kids cuss. And I said, oh, okay, let me listen to this fucking hippie. And then it backfired with Meeks. And I said, God damn, a fucking hippie. I don't know.
Just people fucked should me up.
Yeah. So then Mateito does it, right? And he's been pretty cool. But Meeks just couldn't handle when to and when not to.
It's a lot of responsibility, man.
It's an extremely large responsibility, and she couldn't handle it. But Mateito somehow has figured it out within his 5 years of being on this earth how to fucking deal with it, right? So we're driving, and we see, you know, a lot of different things. We see trees, we see dirt, we see buildings, we see a bunch of shit. And Minks and Mateito had a few days off, so they were in the car a lot with us. And she's like, wow, that's how New York probably looks. And, oh, look, this is how Arizona looks. And this is how probably blah, blah, blah looks, right?
They see the clouds. Look, that's heaven. That's how heaven looks. They see a fire. That's how hell looks.
So then Mateito says, oh, yeah, that's probably how Rorizona looks, right? And he's trying to say Arizona. And then Miki says, it's not Rorizona, it's Arizona. And then he says, yeah, Rorizona. And she said, oh my God, this guy is so dumb. And then she says, it's Arizona with the E. She goes to Paisa school. She thinks Arizona is with the E, right?
It's Arizona. I know.
But she thinks in Spanish it's Arizona, right? The other day, she has a friend named Joey. She said, I know how to spell your name. It's G-O-E-Y. I said, Paisa.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then he says Rorizona, right? And she's like, oh my God, this guy's so dumb. He doesn't know how to say Arizona, right? She says a few more other words that he can't say. And she says, man, you're so dumb. And then, in a super low voice, he goes next to her ear and he says, you know what I do know how to say? And she says, what? And he says, you're a dumb fuck.
Oh, shit.
I almost fucking crashed the goddamn car. Priscilla is not cool with this side of parenting that I do, right? She's like, no, dude, fuck that. I don't care about what article. You could read fucking 100 articles. I don't want this, right? My friends come over. He thinks he's fucking part of the crew. He'd be saying wild shit, right? She's like, dude, stop it. She does not agree with this, right? But she heard him whisper that to Meeks. She couldn't stop laughing. She put down the window. She put her head out the window. She was like, she couldn't breathe, dude.
Now is Meeks crying?
No. She's like, her eyes were like straight up bugged. And she's like, Mateo. She's like, hello. Are you guys going to tell him anything? Dude, I said, Meeks, shut the fuck up before I crash this car, dude.
Are you guys going to tell him anything? I didn't hear nothing. What did he say?
We are dying, dude. I fucking about to eat those, just sitting right there with his hands on his lap like an asshole, dude. Oh my God.
Now, I was at your house last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday. The day of
the exchange. Mm-hmm. And I think I cussed. Mm-hmm. I did cuss. Mm-hmm. Now, was it before this or after this?
That.
It was after that. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there and I said, I don't know what I said, but you know, fucks fly out of my mouth.
Yeah.
With no, you know, mm-hmm. with no intent. Like, I could be at church. Oh, fucking A. Mm-hmm. That's a good wafer. Mm-hmm. the fucking crucifixion. Huh? That shit was painful. And I think Meek said something like, "Dad,
no, Micah."
Micah said,
"Because I've told the other two, don't tell adults not to cuss."
Well, so I said, "Don't, Dad."
But Micah said,
"You said a bad word, or you cussed, or he said something."
Yeah.
And then, and I go, "Oh, I'm sorry. There's no cussing allowed in this house." And fucking Mateo was sitting next to me, and that motherfucker just said, "Nope." Loud as fuck, with authority, and looking at me like, "How dare you?" Like, so, yeah. There you go.
So goddamn funny. Lunatic, dude.
Yeah, man.
Lunatic. Lunatic. So yeah, dude, if you know, I don't know if that's the right strategy to take with your kids. If you want, I'll send you the fucking article. But I don't know. Who knows? Nobody knows.
I want to give a shout out to Alex DeLara. You know, a lot of our listeners. They just, you know, be DMing random shit sometimes. Mm-hmm. Which is great. I think it's fantastic. A lot of times they give us topics, you know, yada yada. Alex DeLara hit me up. He was at the show at Harvell's, mm-hmm. which, by the way, I love Harvell's in Long Beach. I'll be there in December with the guys from Pura Cultura and the Latino Happy Hour, Alfred Robles and everybody. I'll look it up right now.
That's Mega Man.
So Alex DeLara hits me up, mm-hmm. and he says he's in Yucatan, over there at the border of Guatemala. He goes, "They may not have a Starbucks in Wilma's, but they have one in Yucatan." Bro, the Guaris. Well, the Guari border has a goddamn Starbucks. And Wilmington still has no Starbucks. So there you go. Have fun out there, Alex DeLara.
I don't think the Bandamanchos would be willing to go to Guariville.
I think they've been to Guariville. Oh, yeah.
Guaris fuck with the Banda Machos?
Oh, they're all about the Banda Machos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
The Guari Machos. Guari Macho. let me look for this.
That was in Yucatan, huh?
Yeah, I think he might be going to Guariville.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That's... Yeah, because I saw that fool went to Cancun.
Yeah, that's all out
and
there.
And he was what's it called? Xcaret.
At where?
Xcaret.
I don't know what that is.
It's a water park.
December 9th at Harvell's with the homies from Pura Cultura, Latino Happy Hour, Mr. Alfred Robles, a bunch of other heads will be there. I think it's a collaboration of a bunch of different podcasts. If I'm forgetting any of them, my apologies. Also, the dudes from, big shout out to the guys from No Father, No Problem. What's the other one that I'm thinking? Or I forget. Anyway.
What a.
Lots of love to everybody that's out there. doing their own thing with the podcast world. This is, you know, people, there's some people that get angry. They'll say things like, what the fuck, man? Everybody out there has a podcast now. Yeah, that's fantastic. I think if you got shit to say, go say it. It used to be you had to stand in a fucking corner on top of a fucking can with a bullhorn and scream to make sure somebody heard you. Now you can put it up on a fucking platform. And if people want to hear, they hear. And if they don't, they don't. So there you go.
And if they don't, then they bitch about it.
Yeah. So, you know, don't let, if you're sitting there saying, God damn it, I want to start podcasting. I have shit to say. Fucking start.
It's
easier than ever. Fucking just start fucking yapping. You never know. You might hit fucking lightning in a bottle. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look. We don't know shit, and here we are. Big shout out to Mario Cruz, by the way. What's he saying right there? I think I see Mario Cruz.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could read it. Maybe not.
Yeah, he's just talking nonsense.
He says a lot of wild shit.
Yeah, he's talking nonsense. He's on the Beto Duran tip.
Oh, he's still on the Beto Duran.
He said, can I draw Mateo whispering in his sister's ear?
Of course. Drew Big Bird and he drew Rosita. Last episode we talked about.
That was fucking good, dude.
It was great. And then when he's, I think it ends with, Joe Rogan, go hump Big Bird. I was like, God damn. Because we're talking about how people were saying, don't listen to Joe Rogan, but listen to Big Bird.
And Rosita.
And my abuela and my abuelo.
And my mommy and my papi and
we're all safe. And look, I'm not shitting on anybody that wants to be safe and get the vaccine. That's your choice to do. Again, I think that they're going a little overboard with giving away pussy for fucking vaccines. That's just my opinion, but I'm just one man talking.
One man, one podcast. Three yo's.
Yep. You know who else sends me something all the time? That guy, Steven Cash.
Oh, that fool be sending wild shit too.
He sends a lot of wild shit.
I want to know what this homie, but I think I'm going to have to restart this thing. I'm going to give a shout out to somebody.
Okay.
And I want to get, and the reason why it's taking me a long time is because I want to get his thing right, his Instagram handle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
R. Garcia 0415. Ruben Garcia. Dude, he listened to our last podcast, right? And I was talking shit about the goddamn turkey inflation, right? Remember how I told you it was going to be $50 to buy a turkey?
Mm-hmm.
So he said,
thanks, Obama.
So he said, he hooked everybody up, all the yo listeners. He said, mm-hmm. Hey, man, I saw you're stressed out about fucking turkeys being $55. But get this. At Target, they're going for the low price of $23.
What?
Come on, man. And then this other fool slides into my DMs and says, yo, I got an EBT card and I'll set you up with everything you need for fucking Thanksgiving for, I think he said, $60.
I don't make turkeys.
Hustler.
I'm not a turkey guy.
You kidding me, dude?
I'm going to make chickens.
And then another homie hits me up and says, hey, I heard you talking. You want quail? I'm going hunting this weekend. The yo listeners, dude.
I mean, night quail. I used to take it to go to sleep before I found Sweet and Chill CBD gummies. You were saying about the yo listeners?
Mm-mm.
My apologies.
No. Sit in that, dude. Mm-mm. Night quail, dude.
I should have quailed while I was ahead.
Dude, the yo listeners listen and they fucking want to hook people up. That's what I love, dude.
Hey.
It's a fucking movement, guys. It's the yo movement.
We're just trying to make the world a better place. That's
and
all.
Yeah, we
That's
do it. Talk a lot of shit.
We do. Okay?
We bash squatties. We bash.
We don't bash them. Well, I don't think we bash them. What do we say that's bashing? No bashing going on.
Okay. We poke fun.
We don't poke fun?
Mm.
We just talk about them.
Okay. We talk about the Guadis. We talk about the Yoshiro people. We talk about the natives. But it's just a big movement, bro. And we want everybody to be a better person.
Yeah, we're just trying to make the world a better place. And look, a lot of times we go over the top and we're exaggerating shit, but we're just trying to expose the ridiculousness of shit. I think that's fair. You know, and yeah, there's a lot of stereotypes that go with things like Guadis with baskets on their head. I don't think that's shitting on them or making fun of them. And
living in villages.
Huh?
And living in villages.
They don't? I'm sure there's Guadis in villages.
I mean, we got to hit up Alex De Lara.
Alex De Lara, please report from Guadiville and let us know.
Live from Guadiville.
Here we are in Pupusa Town.
Oh. Pilla found a pupusa pizza.
Come on, man. A pupizza?
a pupusa. Close to your guys' hood. And that's what we're going to get next time. You want to order fucking pupusas on a 3-minute notice.
Okay, well, what's wrong with the pupusas we got last time?
No, but don't you want to try a pupusa pizza?
Oh, a pupusa pizza.
I mean, you had ramen birria.
You know what? I ordered some ghost pepper ramen from some Asian place. I don't know if it's Japanese or Korean or Chinese or what the hell it is. But they're fucking with ghost peppers with this ramen, Hooter. And I'm going to try it.
The G Young Muppet makes it. Her family.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty spicy.
Well, yeah, ghost peppers top. No?
Hey, Chris, can you hear me? Where's that ghost pepper ramen from? Is that Japanese or Korean? Taiwan, Hooter. It's Taiwanese. It's the other. There's Japanese, Chinese, and Taiwanese. We got the Taiwanese.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm on the Taiwan. What's that? I got them. I haven't tried them yet, but I'm going to get them. I'm going to Taiwan tonight. Oh, I'm going to tie one on for size.
What's happening?
To me?
Yes.
I'm just getting fucking older and grayer and fucking these grandpa jokes are getting cornier grampier, and cornier.
Grampier.
That's it. Anything else? You got anything else?
Yeah, there was a big scandal, dude.
A big scandal?
A big fucking scandal.
Okay, you got anything after this big scandal?
No.
Okay.
What, you got something?
No. I'm just...
You want to give shout-outs to another city that you've been to? Or just Phoenix? You want to keep it just Phoenix? There was a big, big scandal, dude, over the last few weeks. The league that Meeks plays in, there was a team.
Soccer, football,
basketball.
Basketball. Yeah.
Dude, one of the coaches convinced the whole team of players.
Hold up a second. Mm-hmm. So she signed up for this league. She plays in the city of Carson, right? Yeah. And then she also plays in
the OC.
In the OC. I'm not going to say which city, but in the OC. OC is big. And when she played in the OC, I went over there and I was like, what the hell in the wide world? It's a big program. It's a huge program, giant program. A lot of money in the OC, by the way. Mm-hmm. And so I went to a lot of those games because that was during when nothing was going on. So I was able to go to a lot of those games. And we talked about a lot of those games where mm-hmm. she was just like dominating and just playing her ass off, right? And there was this one team that just would destroy them. Mm-hmm. This team would just run all over them. And I'm like, what a talented team. what a great fucking coach that guy must be. Mm-hmm. And there was one game that went to overtime, I think, mm-hmm. where Meeks ended up, they ended up beating this team. And the crowd was just going crazy and chanting her name because it was that intense, right?
Dropped Gatorade on her.
But this team was that impressive. This was like a one of them and one traveling teams. Mm-hmm. Just wrecking shop.
Yeah, they were like Duke.
Okay, so this is the team you're talking about, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so now go ahead with your story. Just to give it a little background then.
Yeah.
A little
yeah.
context for
good.
What you're about
that
to
say. That was good. So this coach convinced the whole team, all the players' parents, to lie about their age. So it was a team of third graders, and that division that they were playing in was for second and advanced first graders. So if you're good in first grade, you could still do like the rookie program, which is just skills and drills, or you could try to, you know, play
keep
with,
up with the
second graders.
But and by the way, first grade is what, six?
Yeah.
Ninth, third grade is nine.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And so Miki was playing against these kids that happened to be all third graders. And she beat that team with a bunch of, a handful of fucking first and second graders, right? But he lied about the whole fucking thing. He got caught, got pissed, dipped out of the
program,
league, and the parents followed him. Now, why? Why? What's the need to lie? What's the need to play down? At that age, like, I get it, dude, when you're in high school and you lie about your age and you're fucking 20 years old but you're a senior playing varsity, you know, but at least the end game there is a scholarship, you know what I mean? Something here, this young, what's
at that level, you're learning how to dribble, you're learning skills, you're learning the game, you're learning the basics, you know. If you are look, and I don't know what his motives were to do this, but my biggest observation to it all is, how the hell did he get all those parents on board? Like, if somebody comes up to me and says, hey man, keep your kid down because we're going to dominate these fucking first graders, I'm going to look at this person and say, what the fuck? What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Are you out of your fucking mind, bro? Are you crazy? Like, there's no way. I don't know that there's anything, anybody, short of, hey, man, keep your third grader down or we're going to whack your family. Hey, man, go dunk that ball, mijo. I doubt that happened. Like, how do you talk people into that? And by the way, whoever this coach is, you're wasting your talents with these goddamn kids. You have the power of persuasion, my friend. Yeah. Go start a goddamn
cult
or something.
Cult, religion.
Yeah,
go sell
Amway. Go sell fucking flat tummy tea.
Go fucking sell something.
Go sell fucking.
You don't need your kid to make the NBA.
What's that other thing that they sell?
Snake oil.
Huh?
Snake oil.
Go sell snake oil. No, the other thing.
COVID
healing. The Nutra, not Nutra. Herbalife. Go sell Herbalife, you fuck.
Yeah, at this point, you don't need your kid to make the NBA. To make money, dude.
No.
You've got
skills.
You got better skills than your kid.
Go start a church. Go satarakata shandan, sell the cure for COVID.
Dude, yeah. And the other thing was that pissed me off is those parents were in the stands cheering and clapping during those games. Like if they were playing the competition that they were supposed to be playing. Like, dude, it was all just a big fat lie.
At that level, I think that's just ridiculous. Like, there is no, what's your end game here? Like, well, what are you going to get out of this? Like, there's nothing to be gained from this other than dominating first graders.
Which, who cares about that?
What are you doing,
bro? And why would you want that?
That's crazy. And I think if you're a parent, the big takeaway here is, if your kid's coach tells you, hey, man. Now, look, if your kid is not that good, and they got to stay back to learn the skills.
Yeah.
They need to learn how to dribble. They need to learn how to bat. They need to learn how to fucking kick the ball. That's fine. That's a different story. But when they're talented enough to move up, you're hindering your kid. You're not. They're not going to grow that way. You know, it's like it's like if you're in college and you're reading a fucking, you know, Goodnight Moon. Like, read, expand your fucking vocabulary. You know? It's the Cat in the Hat. I cannot stand green eggs and ham. You're fucking 30. Go read Voltaire. Or whatever your choice is. Octavio Paz if you're Latino.
Latinx.
No, Latino. Or Latina. Or yeah, Latin
what,
them.
What? Okay. Now you're being inclusive.
That's what I do, Hooter. Mm-hmm. I include everybody. Fuck that coach.
Yeah, fuck that coach, dude. I fuck that team.
Well, those kids had nothing to do with it. Their parents are the problem.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Those poor kids have nothing. It's not like they said, hey, keep me back, mom. They don't know. They're just doing what the parents say and what the coach says.
They're
victims.
Nah, dude, I who knows how he sold them? That is a good point. He should be selling other things.
If you convince that many parents to do that fucking shit, that's
cold
shit. If somebody come up to you and told you that, you would have told them to suck your dick.
Suck my dick. Hey, Mateo, tell them. suck our dicks.
I want to say thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Yo 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 podcast with Martin and Hooter. Hit us with a rate and review. We appreciate those. Share us with motherfuckers that don't get easily offended. And I said motherfuckers, you know, look, I try not to cuss. It's hard. It's hard not to do it, you know. And to be honest, I don't trust motherfuckers that don't cuss, you know. And I'm not saying you got to cuss all the time. And you got to be a sailor and things like that. But sometimes, gosh darn it, just doesn't cut it.
No way.
Sometimes it's like, go fuck yourself, you know? So anyway, much love. Thoughts and blessings. Thoughts and prayers. Have a amazing week.
Get your tickets to Banda Machos before they run out.
And here it is. Here's your blessing. Wiki wiki and Satara Katashanda.
Peace. Just a little bit. I think I can overdrive it just a little bit.